Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, for I am gracious and merciful. Gospel to St. Luke. Jesus was driving out the demon that was mute, and when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and crowds were amazed. Some of them said, by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and destroys the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters. Gospel of the Lord. Very simple word. Whoever is not with me is against me. Many times we follow Jesus half-hearted. We say we do something good, but not always good. For Jesus is not enough. Always, always good. Sometimes we're lazy. We do half and half. But this is not the way of follow Jesus. Follow Jesus one mind, one heart. Ask Jesus to give us the strength. And tell him, Jesus, we trust in you. Give us our strength today. No matter what we do, we still do the will of God with joy, with happiness. Jesus, we trust in you.